Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
This week, Dipper insults me.
Dipper says that he doesn't like my acting.
He says I'm terrible. He says that I'll never win an Emmy and that I should quit acting.
What are you talking about?
Then we also move forward and we talk about Dipper spanking people some more.
No, we didn't.
What? I know. I'm trying to get people to listen.
You think people aren't listening to our show? Do you know how much our show has grown since we started?
Ooh, as big as a whore's new lips.
The divas are listening, honey.
The divas are listening. Well, there's a slight miscommunication on this episode.
And then also a crazy voicemail about sisters and brothers and brothers and sisters and everybody's eating ass. Okay, we will enjoy the show. We'll talk to you later. What am I, leaving what a voicemail?
Okay, bye.
Give me a call. Call me back.
Forever Dog.
When your first choice is a big old bus,
you turn around and boom, you end up with us. Sloppy seconds.
Oh, diva. Let me get there. Our number is 213-536.
Okay.
9180. Are you on the Sloppy Seconds Pod at gmail.com? Now on with the show.
You know, Mother Teresa, what a good... Oh, you're singing.
How you slap just do a little fuck, she nice little fuck, she very little fuck, fucking sloppy seconds with Big Dipper, and move on, move on, that's Big Dipper.
How much fun did we have with Mother Teresa?
What a wonderful time. Truly an insane human being, but I'm obsessed. I can't get enough.
I had so much fun, and it just really reminded me, like, okay, I'm in pre-production currently for a music video that I'm working on, in which the theme is the club. And it reminded me that since the pandemic, and since I've just been like literally behind a podcast microphone and in front of a Zoom screen for 18 months, I like don't have, like, I have that connection to the club, but I don't have that connection to the people of the club that I used to.
Yeah. What is your connection to the club?
When I lived in New York. Sorry, what's that?
What is your connection to the club?
I mean, in certain environments, my connection to the club is strong. I know the people who work at the door. I know the bartenders. I know the DJs. I go out. I have a good time. I talk to people. I tip the go-go boys. What I really want to get back to doing is dancing. There, something happened along the way of being a performer. The more I got booked, the less I would dance. And I've talked about this on the podcast before.
Go-go dance?
No, the less I would just like dance on the dance floor. Like, I feel like I have lost my carefreeness to just like go out and like boogie on the dance floor. I'm so old.
I don't think you have it in you.
You don't think I have a
carefree? To go dance and let loose and have fun? I want that desperately.
You don't see that for me in my future?
Well, I don't see it now. You like don't go out, period.
This is what I'm saying. Period. Poo, honey. Period. You stay in the house and poo. Sleep. No, but so this is, so I'm like preparing this music video about the club and I'm going like, who do I know from the club? And I'm like, people from New York, people from 4 years ago. It's like, I actually need to reinvigorate that whole experience because it's so fun to go out. It's so fun to like be at a club environment and meet people. And I feel like I need to, you know, give a little shock to my system. I recently went, I'm going to let you talk, I promise. No, I recently you said I'm here to clock in and clock out and drink my LaCroix.
You go.
She's sitting there filing her Peter Griffin nails, just hanging out.
Putting more fucking foundation on.
I recently went to, I've been working on this other satellite, different side project podcast called Fully Charged with Saturn and Star, who are friends of the pod.
It's so funny.
If you don't listen to Fully Charged with Saturn and Star, please do. It is the unsung gem podcast that is sitting there, and they go out all the time and talk about it. And I went to their party at the Soho House, and let me tell you, it
wait here
they throw a monthly party called Fully Charged at the Soho House. It is only for Soho House members, or oh, if God. You're on the guest list. It is such an exclusive event.
Oh my God.
I went. I had a great time. I went with Mariah from the network, from the podcast network.
Yeah.
And we had a great time. We like sat. There was live entertainment. Sancha, who's a performer from San Francisco, performed. Violet Chachki DJed out of drag.
What?
Just for this like little room of people.
Oh my God.
It was exclusive. Very fun.
I wish I could get an invite.
I was like, oh shit. I really enjoy going out. So,
but see, that's a small controlled setting. That's not like you're that's not a club. That's not like you showing up at a Vita or showing up at Precinct. That's you going to like a small, you froze.
No, I'm here.
That's you going to a small, intimate little like gathering, basically. Soho House is so exclusive. How many people were there? Probably less than 200.
Less than 200 for sure.
Yeah, that's not a club.
But
going out is nice. I've missed it too. The other day I went to Casita del Campo just to like go to sit at the bar and like be a part of it all. It was nice. We got nachos.
I love the nachos there. I had the nachos there on my birthday a few years ago. Remember when we had But this is the most random story because I had a little birthday dinner there. Which sort of always becomes a birthday dinner is like you and Ashton and Ryan. Uh-huh. And then I posted a photo of me with like two plates of food. And then when Nicole Byer was being interviewed by Elle or Vanity Fair or something, they showed her a bunch of different Instagram photos of people they follow. And that was one of the photos that they showed her. And she's like on this like, you know, magazine video being like, oh, I know Big Dipper from LA. I love this photo. Look how fat and happy he is with two plates of food.
Didn't you get two so that one would be like taken home, or was it someone else's food? I feel like that night I remember you getting two entrees.
Yeah, because I was like, I want to get fajitas and I want nachos.
The nachos there are so good.
That's right.
Well, I'm so sorry that you're so stressed out. Must be nice. Must be nice to be doing things.
Well, do you remember a time in the recent past in which you were very stressed out because you were constantly getting swabs up your nose because you were going to a big major streaming platform studio to be COVID tested all the time? And guess what has finally been released?
It finally came out. It's pretty smart. Episode 4. I'm on it.
We're talking about the Netflix show Pretty Smart. You can't say Pretty Smart so casually like everyone knows the title of that show.
Sorry. It's a Netflix show called Pretty Smart. It was supposed to be called something else, and I don't think I can say what it is. But it's really cute. I was watching it last night right when it first came out. I watched my episode first, and then I started watching from the beginning this morning. It's really funny. It's fun. There's a laugh track, which is crazy. It's very weird to watch yourself act.
You do a lot of good neck acting.
I was serving it really
good hand gestures.
I was just up there being me. It's funny to watch it and be like, oh, that's the take they chose. Or like, oh, that I remember like that was not my favorite. I was like, I preferred the later one. Like,
yeah, well, you don't, you know, run TV shows.
I don't get to run that. But it was really fun. It was like a really fun experience. Also in it is like a million other drag queens from LA in the club scene. there. It was just so funny. I remember that day. Did I say this on the pod? Probably not.
Maybe.
That day I showed up, I had to be there in full makeup at like 8 a.m. And when I got there, all of the other queens were sitting and holding, like waiting for their test results because they each had to get rapid tested. So right. You can't go into the building. So it was just a bunch of drag queens sitting outside on these giant sofas that they put out there so that they'd be comfortable. And I like ran by and I saw Misty and they were like, "We're all over here." And I was like, "I know, my dressing room is inside." And I like ran inside like a bitch.
Sorry.
Like a bitch. Anyway, I'm really happy it's out.
Yeah.
Some of our good friends are were writers on it. Mono.
Oh yeah. You know, I want to talk a little bit about your performance on this show. One thing that I really enjoyed was for those of you who haven't watched it, Meatball plays both a character. Kai is the name of the character. Is
Kai.
K-A-I. Both in
I kept
and
saying K.
They were like, "Diva, that's not
they
your
were like,
name.
Stop, just say your name right."
Both in and out of drag.
Dragoons.
So, the out of drag, you know, feels like a fresh face Meatball, freshly shaven. You know, you got a lot of makeup on, you're drinking wine, but just like a boy beat, just like smooth skin. And really sassy and really fun and really gay. Loved it. Now, when you got in drag, what I loved that the costume designer gave you a peekaboo top, right? So everyone could see all of your chest hair. And that felt very much like we want to honor what you do, Meatball.
But also, please cover your... They put me in... I was supposed to be a specific Laura Dern from... Pretty Little Lies. No.
Big Little Lies.
Pretty Little Liars. Big Little Lies.
Right.
Where she's in a suit. So they gave me a suit, but then they gave me a cutout top that was a sweater. So I was in a sweater with a suit jacket, fully corseted, fully bodied. So I just look insane because there's so much on me and I'm usually wearing so much less.
Right.
And the wig. Let's talk wig.
I enjoyed the wig. I feel like it's a wig like you just, the wig you just put on your Instagram stories.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was like, it's a little flat. And the person who was doing my hair was so funny. He's like this old gay guy. And he used to do Lisa Kudrow's hair. So he was like, and he used to work
on. Lisa Kudrow.
And he used to work on Friends. So he was like telling me all these like crazy stories about Courtney Cox and like all this fun stuff.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was like a really great experience. I had a wonderful time. They treated me like a goddamn star. I did not deserve it.
Can you please explain to everyone how in the scene where all the drag queens were, they put all the extras there, which are a lot of girls that you know and work with, and then when you walked out, they announce you and make everyone clap?
They make everyone clap. So they're like, and now bring into the stage Logan Jennings. And all the drag queens had to clap. And then it was me like that turned the corner. And I was like, hi, guys. Hi. Also, I don't know. It was just such a fun day. Like, it felt like because for a year and a half, I hadn't seen any of those queens because I don't really go to WeHo. But also, we were in the middle of a pandemic.
Right.
It was nice to like be in drag in like a fake club. Hanging out with them, it almost felt normal, except for all the cameras pointed at us.
Well, I will say, I thought your makeup on your face was lovely, gal. I'm serious.
You didn't like the performance?
I will say, when you were in drag, I felt like you were more the Meatball that I know you to be than when you were out of drag.
Okay.
Because I mostly see you perform as Meatball. So what I liked about it was that there was a distinction between your in and out of drag personality, which I think is true to life.
Okay. Notes taken. Should have gone further out of drag.
No. I didn't recognize Kai out of drag, and then when Kai was in drag, I was like, oh, I know that person because I've interacted with you in drag. So I think you were doing like a not a Logan character, you were doing a Kai character. Let's have a kai kai.
I can't tell if this is a good note or a bad note. I'm thinking
I can't
it's
believe
bad.
You're letting me say this many things about the performance without screaming at me and saying we should take a break, which we should take
we
a break.
We should take a break. And then we'll fight off air.
Eating better is easy with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals.
Every fresh, never frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
You'll have over 35 different options to choose from every week, including Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Also, there are more than 60 add-ons to help you stay fueled up and feeling good all day long.
When my fridge is stocked with Factor meals, I'm like, oh, baby, I don't have to think about this. Mm-hmm. Like, it is so nice. The combinations are so good. I am a meat eater, but the vegetable options, there are so many. Like, I remember I had a mushroom with pasta and like a cauliflower rice. And I was like, the mushroom is filling. Like, there's plenty of portion. There's plenty of vegetable and there's plenty of flavor. And I am usually sort of not a microwave person.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool that this quality of food can just be heated up in the microwave.
And so fast. I also love it because I am a very much into ordering delivery.
I know.
Now having all the food there, I can kind of pick what I want and it's ready in 2 minutes. And I don't have to wait an hour for stuff to get delivered. And these are way healthier options than ordering delivery.
Completely. And when they have multiple things in them, you know, sometimes it's like, oh, if I cook for myself, all I'm going to eat is the biggest bowl of pasta you've ever seen in your life. But this is you get a little pasta and the chicken and a vegetable all in one dish.
Looking for gourmet meals? Try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus.
And Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. All you gotta do is heat up and savor the good stuff.
Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause to reschedule deliveries that suit your lifestyle.
And we're celebrating Earth Day all month long with Factor. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu items for their lowest carbon footprint meals.
Head to factormeals.com/sloppyseconds50 and use code sloppyseconds50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
That's code SLOPPYSECONDS50 at factormeals.com/SLOPPYSECONDS50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
That's a slay, baby.
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you. Or music. The music in this show is absolutely incredible.
Or anime.
Yeah, and under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
So you didn't like it?
I want to bring the fight.
You didn't like it? You didn't like it?
No, I did. What are you talking about? I watched the whole thing this morning.
I don't know. It seems like you're not interested in the acting abilities.
I love acting. I think it's great. Here's what I will say.
Okay, notes.
You really fit the tone of the show.
I don't know what you're saying.
I would love to talk about you performing at Kim Chi Sheik's makeup
party. Saying you didn't like the writing.
I didn't say anything. I said you fit the tone of the show. There was a noticeable difference between you in and out of drag, and you looked great.
Well, I don't know what... That's like not a positive statement. That's not like you did a good job. That's like you were different than this.
I have already said you did a good job.
No, you did it. You were different and you fit the tone of the show. Those aren't compliments.
compliment, compliment, compliment. All I've been doing is giving you compliments.
No, I don't know. Something's up. I don't know.
You know what was up?
What?
Your credibility now, because your IMDb page is rising because you got that good co-star credit.
But that doesn't... I'm so confused. I feel like you didn't like it.
Why do you think that? All I've been doing is talking about it and how you did such a good job.
No. See, I don't know. The way you're smiling at me, the way you're winking at me with that
sigh. No, that's the sigh.
No, I don't know. Thumbs up. Okay. And we're back, or we've been back.
We've been back. They're getting all that juicy goodness.
Yeah, I also performed at Kimchi's party, but I feel like I kind of talked about it with Mother Teresa. It was a wonderful time. It was the 2-year anniversary of her makeup launch, which happened 2 years ago. And I performed at the first one.
What is your obsession with jumping in pools?
The audience loves it. It was also 90 degrees out that day. And I originally wasn't actually going to jump in because I was like, I don't know, it's new pads. They're going to take forever to dry. I got shows during the week. But I was sweating so bad. It was like hard to dance. It was hard to stomp around like I normally do because the air was so dry and hot. You know what I mean? It was one of those situations where I was like really trying to give it my all. And just I was like, my body is tired. So I got in the pool to cool down.
Well, did you dry your pads out? Because that's always
the
question.
Yeah, I put them in the dryer and then they ripped. So now I'm starting to use the new ones again.
Oh, why don't you like the new pads?
They're too big. They're too big. And they give you comical.
too much shape. Can't you shave them down?
Well, I gave the turkey cutter back to Felony Dodger. So right now it's like what I'm working with until she's done.
Well, I vote you go big pads. Big body, big pads. Wait, you are actually going to see Carrot Top?
I'm going to Vegas to see Carrot Top next weekend after my short stint in Baltimore, where I'll be celebrating Washington Heights' birthday at a club that is called, the show is called Femme Fatale. It will be Friday, October 15th, and it's at The Manor in Baltimore. I'll be there with Bitch Putting an Eva Destruction. What a wonderful evening we will have.
Oh my gosh, fun.
And then later, October 23rd at Precinct, come to Fat Slut. We have the one and only Mary Cherry. We have PJ. We have me. We have Hopefully Love Connie.
Oh,
I think
wow.
That would be a fun lineup. And then we got go-go's all around. So get ready and enjoy, bitches.
You're really doing it. See, and this is what I mean. We're getting back to that club nightlife, that club life. I want to be a staple. I want to be a fixture. I want to go out all the time to the clubs.
How would you do that? Because you don't like being out and you don't like being around people that much.
But that's not true. The biggest thing about me is that I don't drink, so then people feel like, oh, we're being uncomfortable here. I also like to...
How do you answer the question? This has been going around, but we're trying to normalize if someone's like, oh, I don't drink, not asking why. What is your answer when someone's like, why don't you drink? Are you sure, like, you only have one or you don't drink at all?
I always just say like, oh, I stopped a decade ago.
But do they pry any further?
No.
Oh.
And like if they do, I just say, why do you care?
You've never felt pressured to drink?
No.
What about when you first quit?
When I first quit, it was hard. When I first quit, I felt like I had to be like, oh, no, just water for me. Or, oh, I'll tell you, when I was at the Soho House, I ordered a mocktail.
Ooh, baby.
And it was table service, so I didn't see the bartender make it. And I haven't had a cocktail, I haven't had a mixed drink in 10 years, you know, since I quit drinking. And so the idea that, like, I didn't know, I'm like, would I taste? What's in a mojito? What do they normally put in there?
It's rum.
I'm like,
brown sugar, maybe?
Is it rum?
And mint in a mojito?
Do you put mint with brown sugar and rum?
Wait.
Rum ba bum bum.
Mojito recipe. Mint leaves. Mm-hmm. Simple syrup.
Mm-hmm.
White rum.
A white rum.
Club soda. Lime wedges. Fresh mint leaves. More mint leaves on top, I guess.
Muddle it.
You had lime, mint, simple syrup, and soda.
But it was like a passion fruit mojito that the server, who I knew from another event, Kia, she was like, oh, I got you. Because I was like, what do you have as non-alcoholic? But I got to tell you, for anyone who is a non-drinker out there and doesn't want... Because for me, it's not just like, oh, no. It's also like, I stopped. So it feels like if I were to like even have a sip of alcohol, it kind of feels like, oh, you're breaking the sobriety. You know what I mean? So the panic that I had about when that mojito got sat down in front of me.
Yes.
Like, does this have alcohol? Does this not have alcohol? Like, what is this? And then I'm sort of like smelling it. And I'm like, okay, it just smells sort of like a soda, like a fruit drink. And then I'm going like, do I just like put a little in my mouth, like hit my tongue? Would I be able to taste that? I don't even know what alcohol tastes like anymore. Like, all of those things are sort of spiraling through my mind as I'm just like casually sitting there dipping my straw in the drink, thinking like, what do I do? Like, do I ask? Like, what do I
want to know what it would be like to like taste alcohol for the first time again. When was the first time you ever drank?
I think the first time I ever drank, I think it was like a sip of a beer at like a family barbecue. Mm. And then the first time I drank, like trying to get drunk, I think I was 14 maybe it was in my family home. My parents went out of town and my sister threw a party and she was a senior in high school and I was a freshman. And so I think I was 14 and I drank a couple beers. But I didn't really get more than like little buzz. And then I don't think I drank again in earnest, like consuming alcohol until college, until I was like 18 or 19. And wow. One time, I think I've only gotten close to blacking out once, but I don't know that I've ever actually blacked out. I only have one time, but I have vivid memories of this. We've talked about this before on the show, I have vivid memories of the one time when I got like the most alcohol sick, where I was like in a chair holding a big kitchen pot, throwing up into it, like in the corner. And I was like, oh, it's the worst. And then I don't think I ever drank enough to be that drunk ever again.
I think my problem is that I can drink to the point of like blacking out, but not ever throw up. So I'll be hungover really bad the next day, but like I hungover to a point where I can still go off and do stuff. I mean, I've been hungover on this podcast before. It's not great, but like I'm still able to like not vomit everywhere. And that makes it seem like I'm not that drunk. You know what I mean? There's no repercussions besides like a mild hangover. But I remember the first time I ever got fucking trashed and threw up, I was at one of my friend's older brother's parties and he was like, you guys can drink a little bit and then just go upstairs and like leave us alone. So we stole a bottle of tequila and took it upstairs and drank basically a half a bottle between the two of us, and then had nothing to eat because we weren't allowed downstairs, so we just ate a full box of Cheez-Its. And the mix of that vomiting everywhere was the grossest thing I've ever tasted. And then I like was off tequila for like 4 years, even though I shouldn't have been on it. I was like not even 16.
You were like, ugh, I can't start drinking again until I'm at least 17.
But I remember the first time I had vodka, I like stole a sip of one of my dad's drinks and it made me vomit in my mouth. Like I used to hate the taste of alcohol and now it doesn't affect me in any way. Like
Don't let the smooth taste fool you, baby.
Ooh, baby. All right. How about we take a break and then take some calls, baby?
Oh, right.
We got a lot of calls.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Okay, we are back.
We're back.
And I want to talk about this photo that you sent me. This is a person dressed up. I want to.
Okay.
This is a person dressed up in a Halloween costume. Also a jockstrap. So
and
it's
a jockstrap.
It's mostly
so it's a gay
Halloween
costume.
Yeah, so it's a gay Halloween costume. Wait,
there's a mask and a jock.
Didn't I send you a Squid Game costume?
Yeah, it was a Squid Game mask, a harness, and a jockstrap with just a red jockstrap.
Oh yeah, the plastic mask that the soldiers wear and a jockstrap, and it was like Halloween costume. But in this particular photo, I'll say it. This is a person I do follow, maybe, or like
Don't
to follow.
Say it. Okay.
I'm not going to say who they are. Big old juicy booty.
Big
old
fatty.
Fat ass. In this costume. And basically, their caption is about big boys do it better. Skinny bitches couldn't do it. Skinny bitches could never. You sent this to me and said, could never what? Pose for a picture? Be on a flight of stairs? Wear a Halloween costume? What do you mean, could never?
Could never. What is he doing that we could...
we.
That a skinny
person... Ah, we!
Not we. that a skinny person couldn't. I'm all for being proud of being big. I am proud of being big. But, this is not something that's, you're not proving anything. You know what I mean? We could all do this.
Right. You need to, eat three entrees and then be like, y'all skinny bitches
skinny
could
bitches
never.
Could never.
A very flexible person, you know, bending over and sucking their own dick, and they're like,
yeah.
y'all could
or
never.
Being we're like, fat and doing a backflip, a standing back tuck or something. Uh-huh. And be like, you skinny but just couldn't. That's something I'd be impressed by.
This? Posing for a picture?
Bending
I think
over on a flight of stairs?
Anyone could do that. I'd eat the hell out of this person's ass, though, I'll tell you that much. All right.
Probably, too. It's a big old...
Hi. Beat. So, keeping this completely anonymous, you know sometimes something happens to you and it's so kind of traumatizing, but you can't tell anyone? Well, I'm going to tell you. So,
love trauma.
I have a brother. He is straight. I'm a lesbian. And my brother sometimes will get a little too honest with me. So, we're at my parents' house. And he goes, hey, you want to see a cool video? And I'm like, sure, I figure it's a TikTok. No, he pulls out fucking video. He shows me it. First a close-up of his face. Then he pans the camera up, and this girl is eating his ass. I'm horrified.
Wait,
you know when
wait.
You're horrified, you kind of latch on to details that kind of haunt you? So I'm no expert. I've never eaten ass, but this girl was still wearing her glasses. She's fully clothed. My brother's completely naked. Tell me, is it normal to wear your glasses? That seems ludicrous to me. Anyway, I've wasted enough of your time. I'm glad to get this off my chest. Hope you're having a lovely day. Bye.
Let's
get
packing!
Into it. Oh my god, our new segment. Let's unpack it. Trauma. I titled this call "You're focused on the wrong thing."
Yeah,
because
you might be focused on the
to
fact
you.
That
the
that
craziest
was...
part of this story is the glasses.
How about it was your
brother? Your brother. Okay.
Okay. I can't do it. Okay, it's too much.
Can you believe?
So the video video starts on a close-up of his face. First of all,
and I'd be like, what are you showing me?
The way the video works, the way she described the video being filmed, and the pure fact that your brother showed you this video.
Worried.
That's faggot behavior. Filming yourself, your face, and then lifting the camera up over your arched back.
Giving cinematic value.
That angle and camera movement, that's gay right
there. That's gay. Because that means that he's bent over on his elbows. Basically.
Or laying on a bed, but arching, tooching that booty, arching that back, and then head up.
The whole here, and then lift.
And then secondly, showing your own personal sex videos to one another.
To your sibling.
But just to another person, that's hella gay baddie behavior. So first of all, there's that. And you're a lesbian, like, so it runs in the family. But secondly, let's get into the, how close are you with your brother?
I don't think anyone should be this close. It's taking me to that. Those twins. It's giving me twins.
Ubu Jabber. It's sort of, yeah. I mean, welcome to Halloween, Diva. That's ookie spooky right there.
No, you wouldn't show your siblings any of your weird
Sure wouldn't. I will tell my sister about certain experiences, but often I'll tell her about those sexual experiences in a way where I'm not going, and then I pulled my dick out, and then I'll be like, oh, I hooked up with so-and-so. Mm. You know, and so I'll get to, like, the meat of the sexual experience, but I'll sort of omit the, any part of the story that has to do with, like, an actual sex act, if that makes sense.
Correct.
So I'm an open book, I'm happy to share, but this feels like a what? An overshare.
Absolutely.
What about you and your sibling?
Absolutely not. Me and my brother don't even like.
You don't even follow the salt and pepper adage. Let's talk about sex, baby.
No, we've never. I don't even think we've ever spoken about sex before. But I do think there's a different. I mean, I don't know. I'm very gay and he's straight, and I think I have weirder sex than he does. I don't want to think about my brother having sex. Moving on. Next call.
Okay.
Hey, Dips and Meatball.
Wait. We gotta stop. What's that now?
I said I'm still upset. You're not a fan of my acting. Press play.
I don't
to talk to you. I don't want to hear it.
Good.
Press play.
Hey, Dips and Meatball.
Hold on. We just put you in a whole, we can't really talk about it yet, but a whole acting thing.
Doesn't mean anything. I was available. It does.
All right.
I was just finishing listening to your last episode where you talked about Carrot Top type, and I'm here to provide anecdotal evidence to confirm Big Dipper's suspicion that he is into 20-year-old twinks. And the reason why I say that is because I have a friend in college who at the time was a 20-year-old twink. So I went to college in Winter Park, Florida, and Carrot Top has a house there. I don't know if that's his primary residence, but he has a house there, and he has been spotted by, like, many people at my school. And my friends, including the 20-year-old twink, have run into him numerous times. He followed my friend, the 20-year-old twink, and has slid into his DMs several times and tried to hook up with him to no avail. But I just really want to confirm that Big Dipper was right on the money, that Carrot Top is indeed into tiny little twinks. That's all. Thank you so much. Bye.
Can we air that?
Yes. Do you see this video on Instagram today?
Oh, his dick was out, and then he had to crop it because his dick was out.
But also, do you see where
Winter Park, Florida?
It's pretty spectacular. In fact, the leaves will change right in front of your eyes. This is a beautiful. Look at how beautiful that orange is. Like, look at that. How gorgeous!
I can't believe he's spray painting a plant. Let that plant live. Wait,
his dick was all the way out.
His dick was all the way out. I had it screen record. I have it screen recorded. Yeah, I mean, you were right, I guess, that he was in the tiny little twink, so that I will not be able to seduce him while I'm in Las Vegas now.
Do you remember the
setting?
You remember the Nicki Minaj song "Your Love"?
Is it "Your Love, Your Love, Your Love"? That's Kesha.
It's an Annie Lennox sample. Waves on Swim. You remember his Waves on Swim?
Can I ask you a question about Nicki Minaj? You recently posted a picture of yourself in a pool ooh, with your whole butt out.
I'm wearing
skinny
a swimsuit.
Skinny people could never.
Skinny where? People could never stand in a pool. Do you know what is funny about that photo?
Is that you were going to caption it? You could skinny bitches could never.
No, I thought my caption was amazing.
Let's go to the pool. Ooh, where was that? Palm Springs?
It was in Palm Springs. Gabriel took the photo. And funny story, I ordered those leopard print Crocs that you also have. Mm-hmm. But the thing about my feet is they are so Hobbit-esque that even the biggest size of a Croc,
is
my
it
foot,
enough?
It doesn't quite fit in a comfortable way. I have one pair of Crocs that works, but they're like an alternative design. So they're wide enough. The regular design of Croc is actually, there's not enough space for my foot to
I had to get the leopard print ones in wide.
So I ordered the 12. I think they only go up to a 12. I wear a 13. I ordered them in the 12 wide, and they came, and I could kind of get my foot in there. So I brought them to Gabriel to gift them to Gabriel.
He already had them.
No, those ones you've seen him wearing are, those are the
gift.
Ones I get. Oh. I get. But when I brought them, I was in Palm Springs, and so I wore them out around the pool for the photo shoot because it was so hot. So those, in the real photo, there's a pair of just leopard Crocs sitting on the pool deck next to it.
That would have been funnier!
He cropped them out. Well, it's meant to be a sexy photo. That's why my ass is out.
Yeah, did you get a lot of... We should read the comments on that photo.
Do you want to? Because someone wrote a whole...
dissertation?
Someone wrote a whole set of lyrics.
Okay, I'm on the 132 comments. Oh, and I can't even read them on my computer. What?
Why? What's wrong?
I don't know. It's not... Oh, okay. Someone said, cheeky Lauren Lapkus sent a face.
Yeah, people are over it. But I want to get down to the person who wrote the lyrics.
Someone called your ass a drop biscuit.
That is funny because that's podcast related. Where did the person write?
Someone called it a Tucci cat.
Tucci cat is funny to me.
Let's get soaking wet.
Okay, here we go. Let's go to the pool. Ooh, hurry up, fool. The sight of dip taking a dip is making me drool. That's funny to me.
I said, look at that can. Not can.
A can. Well,
next call.
Hi, Big Dipper. Hi, Meatball. Have you guys heard of the phenomenon of soaking, apparently, in Mormon communities and also, like, jump humping? I see it on the internet, and I just don't know if it's real. And I really would love if you would take, like, an investigative eye towards this. Basically, like, soaking is just, like, for a heterosexual pairing, just, like, sticking it in and staying still. And then jump humping is when a third person, like, jumps on the bed or, like, pushes up from the bed springs underneath. I've seen this all over TikTok. Like, please interview somebody who has done this. Please get to the bottom of this. I'm dying to know. Like, is this real? Does anyone do this? Or is this just, like, an elaborate prank by, like, Brigham Young students? Brigham, okay, thank you. Bye-bye. Love the pod.
Brigham Young. BY.
It is real.
Soaking, I've been hearing about forever. Jump humping.
That's just where someone's soaking on a bed, and then, like she was saying, someone else just jumps on the bed next to them.
Oh, so they're not doing the actual humping?
No. Yeah, so someone else is doing the humping. And this is, okay, so this, at my old school, when I was in Texas, the super Christian girls some of them, not all of them, would only have sex anally because it didn't count as real sex. This is like them coming up with excuses for it not being sex. Because I guess sex only means that you're like vaginal penetration and there's humping. So soaking is where you just put it in and let it sit there. So it's not sex? I don't understand.
I'd fall asleep. I mean, constant stimulation.
What are you supposed to do once it's in? Just stare at each other?
Yeah, make it intimate. I don't know. Oh, ask your brother. All right. Let's take a break. We are
back. Ooh, slayed it.
A slay, honey. A slay, honey.
A slay, mama. So what are you doing to prepare yourself for Berenstain Bear weekend?
Okay, well, I just did press this morning, and I gotta tell you, the main press contact who I'm working with told me that apparently it's been getting back to them that we've been mispronouncing the name of the gig on the podcast.
It is Berenstain
Street
Bear
Fair. Berenstain Street Fair. Our joke, Berenstain Bear Fair, is that a joke? That's all it is, divas. You gotta have a sense of humor to be on the pod with us, okay? You cannot think that we are over here Anderson Coopering CNN.
Again, we are QAnon.
I'm very excited. So tomorrow I have a rehearsal studio booked. I'm going to spend the day practicing my set. I'm filming choreography videos. Donnell is coming to town. He's going to drive up
with me.
He's going to drive up with me to San Francisco. I'm excited to give
to
gig
Berenstain Street.
To give show. We will be there on Harrison Street for the Berenstain. No, it's Harrison Street. That's the name of the actual street. We will be on Harrison Street for the Berenstain Street Fair.
Oh.
You didn't get that this whole time?
No, this whole time I thought it was Berenstain Street. Like, I thought it was Berenstain Street.
Diva, I'm going to get in so much trouble.
This is how QAnon starts, you know, to start renaming streets.
Oh my god.
Well, I'm excited to see videos of it. Unfortunately, I won't be there, but hopefully we'll hang out soon.
Oh, me and you?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen you in forever. Oh, 11th Street and Harrison Street. It's and you're right there. That's an old picture. Speaking of makeup, mama.
What?
That second picture down.
No makeup.
You are airbrushed.
He airbrushed me, but I wasn't wearing any makeup.
You had so much hair back then.
I've been putting the topical on.
Well, how's your ED?
Popping. Oh, and look at this, Meatball. This is the most exciting thing.
Wrestlers!
There is going to be a wrestling stage at the street fair.
God!
Isn't that cool?
That's insane.
Yeah, so catch me in San Francisco. We could go to the beach.
Each you can go catch a wave.
And I need a good brunch recommendation, please.
May I suggest Burma Superstar?
Burma Superstar. You go there every time.
I do. It's so good. You got to get the tea leaf salad.
Tea leaf salad for brunch?
Well, and then you know you like two entrees.
I want some drop biscuits.
You want to get a little drop biscuity?
Yeah.
Then go to, I don't even know.
Are there bathhouses in San Francisco anymore?
Yes. And I'm sure they're all open again.
You think?
Probably. Most of the stuff there was open, but you did have to wear a mask for
everything. Inside?
Yeah, which is nice.
Hey, someone DM me about the best gay bathhouses in San Francisco, and if they are open, please, because I would like I
and then see if you and then Dipper would like to get a ride with you there and then hang out for a little bit. You know how you like to make new friends on the internet. Here's an email that we got. Hey, Big Dip and Meatball. I have a very good solution for Big Dipper's issue. At the sauna a few times, I've had someone decide who gets to fuck me. I found that giving up control is really hot. But you could just show someone like Meatball the type of dick you don't like, and they can be the security guard. If you trust Meatball, that is. That's the worst idea I've ever heard. This way you can keep on your knees on the ground and not break the fantasy. Oh, so yeah, you could go with the friend. Go with your trainer. And let him know.
He did say he wanted to come with me to the spanking party next time so he could watch with me.
Yeah.
Because the nice thing at the spanking party is you can identify yourself as a voyeur only.
Oh, so he could set it up and then he could walk around and tell people like,
well, at the spanking party, I won't do the dick sucking, but we could pop our little...
be like, you want that ass popped? I know the perfect guy.
We could pop our little sex party cherry together.
Yeah.
Of like, oh, let's go somewhere together.
That's something totally normal to do with your trainer.
Well, Meatball.
It seems that we've come to the end of the show.
I feel like I had something really specific to talk to you about. RuPaul on social media.
She's having a good time. I don't know what's going on, but she's having fun.
Did you see the video where they edited Work Bitch to, it's like the Britney edit, but at the end of it, she posted this on her Instagram. At the end of it, it's the like iMovie titles.
Just scrolling with nothing in it, like title here, title.
No,
here.
There is a title, but it's so clearly the default iMovie title that it feels like, wait a second, what are you up to?
No, wait
like,
a goddamn minute.
What maybe, do you have maybe, going on?
Listen,
over there?
Maybe RuPaul is getting into editing.
She could be. She very well could be. Hold on, I'm gonna find it. Who's your favorite Instagram follow these days, just out of curiosity?
I think it's still what? Okay, so maybe this is something someone made, like a fan vid. What do they call those?
Fan cam?
A fan cam, but...
look at...
new Mama Ru coming. Wow.
I feel like she edited that.
Good for her. I mean, I'm young and I have trouble trying to edit stuff. So for her to be... on a MacBook clickety clacking and getting some shit together, I'm jealous.
You know, she's got to run her empire, and if her empire is winning Emmys and doing global franchises and you know, like constantly having shows to produce, maybe she goes, you know what, I'll make my own reels and Instagram videos right here on my Mac while I'm on the ranch and the machines are out there fracking.
And on that, I've had a wonderful time with you.
Me too. What a fun chip chap.
Still don't know if you like it or not, but can't wait to talk about it more when the episode is over. Thank you for listening to Sloppy Seconds with Big Dipper and Meatball. I'm Meatball, and that's Big Dipper.
Hello.
Don't forget to like and subscribe so you don't ever miss an episode, which come out every Tuesday and Friday. You can follow us on Instagram at Sloppy Pod or Spiciest Meatball and Big Dipper Jelly, and then Twitter at Fat Drag Meatball. And don't forget to call with a fuck talk to 213-536-918-8-0-3. Email us at sloppysecondspod@gmail.com. Goodbye. Doodle-a-doot-doot forever dog. To listen to Sloppy Seconds ad-free and one day early, sign up for Forever Dog Plus at foreverdogpodcast.com/plus.
Sloppy Seconds is produced by Forever Dog and Moguls of Media, a.k.a. Mom.
Hosted by Big Dipper and Meatball. Music, editing, and sound design by William Pitt.
Executive produced by Willem Belli, Alaska Thunderfuck, Joe Cilio, Brett Boehm, and Alex Ramsey.
Our artwork was drawn by Christian Cimarroni.
And our theme song was written by Mike Malarkey.